In his final full day in office, President Bush commuted the sentences of two former Border Patrol agents. The agents were convicted of shooting an alleged drug dealer near the U.S.-Mexico border. The agent's case became a cause célèbre among anti-immigration groups, and they cheered the president's action today. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion were patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border east of El Paso, Texas, in February 2005. They were after a man who had jumped from a van. The van, it turned out, was stuffed with marijuana. The agents shot the suspect in the buttocks as he was fleeing, believing, they said, he was armed. But a federal prosecutor brought a case against the two. He said no gun ever turned up. The agents wrongfully fired their weapons, failed to report the shooting, and then tried to cover up what they'd done by picking up spent shell casings. A jury agreed, finding the pair guilty of a number of crimes, and a judge sentenced the men, Campion, to 12 years, Ramos to 11. Conservatives were outraged, arguing the pair were only trying to enforce the law. Congress held hearings, and activist groups sent petitions to the president urging a pardon. Today, in what could be his final act of clemency, the president commuted both sentences. Their supporters are ecstatic. Ron DeYoung of grassfire.org said the two former agents were scapegoats.
They were doing their job. Were mistakes made? Yes. But those mistakes shouldn't have ever gotten the kind of punishment that these guys got.
Still, there is some grumbling that the pair will continue to be held until March when their commutations take effect. The two will also have to pay their fines and submit to 3 years of supervised release. T.J. Bonner of the National Border Patrol Council, the union representing Border Patrol agents, hopes the U.S. Supreme Court will still take up the agents' case.
These men did nothing wrong. They defended themselves against an armed drug smuggler. And I'm hopeful that when the Supreme Court looks at all the facts there, they will reach the same conclusion.
White House officials reportedly say these are likely to be the last acts of clemency by President Bush. Mr. Bush has used his pardon and commutation powers less often than his predecessors, and it appears he will not be granting pardons in two high-profile cases, former White House aide Louis Libby and former Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.